Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are going to be entering the world of creativity, and we're going to be talking about the mind of a superfan. I used to date this one girl who hated Kanye West. She couldn't stand him. She didn't like his music, and she didn't like the way he looked either. Anytime Kanye West would pop up on her feed, she would go on this rant about how annoying Kanye West was. To make matters even worse, her roommate was a diehard Kanye West fan. And my ex couldn't really understand why her roommate liked Kanye West so much. The roommate couldn't understand why my ex hated Kanye West so much, and it was just a big mess. During the time, I understood from the roommate's perspective on how the mind of a superfan worked. A superfan is someone who does not really care about logic, doesn't really care about the personal life of this particular artist, doesn't really care about ratings either. There were a couple of CDs that Kanye West produced, which album-wise, many different music publications gave it a low rating. The superfan couldn't care less. So that's when I started to think, these superfans, they are somewhat in a cult with the people that they are admiring. When they meet another superfan, they're like, wow, you too exist? And that's how concerts are born, if you think about it. Concerts are a place where superfans meet other superfans. I mean, I'm not a big concert guy. I've been to a couple of concerts before. I guess if you have good seats, it must be fun to see these people live. But if you have bad seats, why the heck would you go to a concert? You're over here paying so much money, waiting so long in traffic, bumping against other people to barely see these folks. The only reason someone would do something like this is because they are a super fan. I believe as a content creator, you should understand this. Your goal is to create content that sparks super fans of your own. And the main way that you do that is by relating to someone. I'm not a big Kanye West fan. I think he's good, but he's not my top five of all time with rappers. I do think he's great in many ways. He could produce, he could rap, he could... he's a good fashion guy, I mean, I guess. But he's not someone that sticks out to me. However, I understand his appeal. What Kanye West is for rap, I believe Apple is for phones. I'm not a big Apple guy. I mean, I've seen better cameras, I've seen better phones, I've seen better phones with battery power, but I understand its appeal. The main reason Kanye West and Apple, the reason they're successful is because they understand their market, and by understanding their market, they're capable of only feeding that market and ignoring everyone else. You two need to focus the same exact way. There's going to be certain times when people are criticizing you, your content, your stories, and you just got to be like, well, are you one of the people that are buying from me? No? Do you ever plan to buy from me? Maybe. Okay, I don't need any maybes in my crew right now. I need super fans. I need people that will engage their emotional sides near me, not their logical sides alone. So you, dear critic, you could leave. I am just going to create the content that I want to create that will eventually spark brand ambassadors of my own. I think Kanye West can teach you a lot about focusing on your path. And it's kind of funny because yesterday I made a talk about Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler does the same exact thing. There are inspiration all around us for people who have created their own superfans. And this is the era that you can do the same. You have all the tools available to you right now. Now you just got to create content consistently. You got to tell stories about your life experiences in a relatable sort of way. And soon, people are going to be defending you, even when you are taking a nap. So if you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about content creation and storytelling, be sure to check out my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling. Within this book, you will learn much more about how to build a brand. You will learn more about a concept known as primal brand building. You will know about how to create boundaries so you know who to put in your tribe and who to exclude from your tribe, and plenty of other concepts that you will not find on Google. Check out the Art and Science of Storytelling book in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com, hit shop, and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.